Cars today are built to last, but how they look is up to you, and that's where Maaco comes in. They specialize in cosmetic repairs. Let's say it's affordable paint jobs to fixing those annoying dents and dings. Whatever it is, Maaco has you covered. With more Americans keeping their cars longer, now's the time to protect your investment and keep it looking sharp for years. Get started. Visit your local Maaco today. Get the free estimate and see how easy it is to bring new life to your ride. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, Professor Meenakshi Wadhwa of Arizona State University, the director of the School of Earth and Space Exploration, importantly for the Jet Propulsion Lab, the JPL, that is the master manager of the robotic probes of our solar system and beyond. She is waiting for the green light from NASA to finish the work that Perseverance is doing now and has done on the surface of Mars as it climbs and maneuvers the surface of Mars. It collects samples and puts them down in very keen spots to be recovered. And that's the sample return mission. Professor, the budgeting is something we can't solve. However, we know it will be solved. Why do you want Mars? We've talked about the probes of our solar system. We've talked about asteroids and comets. We've talked about the moon. What will Mars teach us?
Mars has a lot to teach us. I mean, it's our sister planet in the habitable zone in our solar system. It's the other terrestrial planet that we think in early on in its history, it likely was very Earth-like. And we know that from a couple of decades of exploration of Mars. NASA has invested in orbiters and landers and other rovers. You mentioned the Curiosity rover, of course. And so there's been decades of work that's been put into Mars exploration to understanding the geologic context. And from basically what we've learned is that early in its history, Mars was a much different place. It was much similar to what we think Earth might have been like. With potentially standing water bodies, oceans on the surface, maybe a thicker atmosphere, maybe a warmer climate. And so on Earth, we don't have any rocks actually that date back to, much older than 4 billion years. There's maybe less than 1% of Earth's, surface that's that older than about 3.5 billion years. On the planet Mars, however, greater than 50% of that surface is older than 3.5 billion. And that's that time period when it was very, we think, Earth-like. And so, we can really understand something about the conditions, the environmental conditions that might have given rise to the origin of life on our planet by looking at environments similar to that on the planet Mars. And so I think it's not just understanding, just finding it's about finding life, of course, if there was ancient life on that planet, but it's about understanding the geologic context where that life arose, how that life arose. And so I think that this is our nearest term opportunity to answer the big question: are we alone in the universe? I mean, I think this is the closest opportunity that we have to do that and to understand the geologic context along with it. What did it take to basically have life originate under those kinds of circumstances.
Mars is a time machine then. It's going to take us to a moment in our formation where we were part of the solar system and Mars was part of the solar system. And what happened here, we can't explain yet, as I recall.
No. And by the way, I mean, one thing I will say is that whether or not we find life in these rocks, I mean, it's going to be a huge moment of sort of understanding of how and why and the conditions under which life can arise. Whether we find it or not on Mars, it will tell us a lot about, if the same kinds of conditions, if we think the same kinds of conditions are on Mars, if life did or did not arise, what can that tell us about how common life is and what were the conditions and how did it arise? So I think, it's going to reveal a whole lot. Either way, whatever that we find about it, I think it's going to be revelatory.
We just have a moment here, a minute left. You've been very generous. As principal scientist, you're waiting for decisions made in budgets. I understand all of that. But those samples, they will remain until you get there. Is that correct, Meenakshi? They're not moving. They're not at any risk. Those are part of the future.
Those are part of the future, absolutely. But we would love to be able to bring them back as soon as possible, because they're, otherwise, you know, they'll obviously be sitting waiting for us to go get them. But they have stories to tell us, and we want to know what they can tell us, those stories.
Professor Meenakshi Wadhwa, Director of the School of Earth and Space Exploration, Foundation Professor, Arizona State University, Principal Scientist for the Mars Sample Return Mission Program. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Mack.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.